This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A violent Halloween night in Chicago where at least two shooters opened fire in the city's Garfield Park neighborhood, injuring as many as 14 people, say police. The AP's Donna Warder.
Police Superintendent David Brown says there are three young victims, ages 3, 11, and 13. The other victims range in age from their 30s to 50s. And there have been no fatalities. Brown says the conditions of the victims range from non-life-threatening injuries to critical condition.
No known motive for the shootings in Chicago. In Omaha, children were out trick-or-treating last night when a man recklessly drove through a barricaded area, say police, who shot and wounded him. An investigation's underway into what happened. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says her husband Paul is making steady progress from his injuries, but she says it'll be a long recovery after he was attacked by a man with a hammer. The AP's Norman Hall.
Authorities say the man charged with assaulting the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was politically motivated. San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins says David DePap faces a long list of charges, including attempted murder and elder abuse. Jenkins says the defendant broke through a glass door, found Paul Pelosi asleep, and asked him about the whereabouts of Speaker Pelosi. He allegedly brought two hammers, zip ties, rope, and tape.
What is clear based on the evidence that we have thus far is that this house and the speaker herself were specifically targets of the defendant.
The suspect also faces federal charges.
David DePap is scheduled to be arraigned today on the state charges. South Korea's police chief says he feels a heavy responsibility for failing to prevent a crowd surge that killed more than 150 people during Halloween festivities in Seoul. The Powerball jackpot is now $1.2 billion. This is AP News. The head of the CDC has tested positive again for COVID-19.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says their 53-year-old director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, is isolating at home in Massachusetts. Walensky tested positive for COVID-19 on October 21st, took a regimen of the antiviral pill Paxlovid, and later tested negative, but her mild symptoms returned on Sunday. She's one of several high-profile government officials who've come down with the virus and one of those people whose symptoms returned after completing the 5-day antiviral course. The agency says she continues to work and hold virtual meetings. I'm Jennifer King.
Paxlovid has proven effective at preventing serious disease and death among those at highest risk, including older people and those who are immune compromised. But we're told the pill appears to provide little or no benefit for younger adults. Some who have taken the drug have experienced a return of symptoms after completing Paxlovid's 5-day regimen. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.